Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. There is none like you. There is none like you, Lord. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight for yet another day, another hour. Amen. That the Lord has brought us here together one more time. Amen. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen. We thank him. Glory to God, as we have entered into the Sabbath of the Lord. Amen. That time of reflection, that time of rest. Amen. When we can look back over this week, look back over the, amen, this month, look back over this year, the years, amen, and reflect and see the goodness of the Lord. Amen. And tell him thank you. Glory to God. And we bless the Lord on tonight. We don't want you, amen, to miss that, amen, because there is a blessing in observing the Sabbath. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight for each and every one of you. Amen. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. This is week day number five. Day number five, amen, glory to God, of this great, 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 I want to say revival. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We have been packed. We have been packed full of information. Glory be to God. Amen. News that you can use. Amen. The Lord has enlightened us. Amen. Made us aware. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, that we don't have to be entangled. We don't have to be ensnared. Amen, Jesus, by the wiles of the enemy. Amen. But we thank God on tonight, amen, for, amen, bringing us to this time, glory to God, bringing us to this end time survivalism seminars, workshop, revival. Amen. Glory be to God, because I don't know about you, but I have been so blessed. Amen. Glory to God. And I tell you, soon this morning, amen, when I rose, glory to God, those marketing and those calls start coming in. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And don't you know, amen, Jesus, I got on my computer and I registered, amen, both numbers. Glory be to God. On the Do Not Call registry. Amen. I was blessed. Amen. With, like I said, news we can use. Amen. And it was empowering. Amen. Knowing that after a while, amen, 31 days. They got 31 days. Amen, Jesus. But then on day 32, glory be to God. Listen, people of God, we can start reaping. Amen. We can start reaping some increase. Amen. Glory to God. I've been so blessed. Amen. I don't know about you, but so much that has been said, glory to God, during the seminars, I have been extremely, immensely blessed. Amen, Jesus. And I'm excited for what the Lord is about to do on tonight. Amen. Listen, people of God, this is the last night I've been, amen, getting calls, people talking about, amen, how they've been stirred in their spirit, stirred to plant, amen, stirred to do so much. Oh, I got to get me some land. Oh, my goodness, I'm telling you, people of God, I'm telling you, this seminar / revival has been good. Amen. It has been good. Amen. I'm stirred even the more. Amen. To get out and do something. Make what purpose? Glory to God. You know, people of God, I want to call it a revival. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. It has, amen, and that's what a revival does. It stirs us. Amen. It stirs us. Glory to God. It sets us in the right direction. Amen. It helps us to get our focus where it needs to be. Amen. Glory be to God. And that's exactly what has happened. Amen. So that, listen, glory to God, we can be a prepared people for this time. Amen. For this end time. Amen. We can move in purpose. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight, people of God. Listen, go ahead and invite someone to come and be a part. Amen. Oh, my goodness, of this last night, Lord Jesus, I tell you. Glory to God. But listen, we got so much. Amen, Jesus. After we've heard so much word, glory to God, then we got to move in faith. We got to move in faith on that we heard. Amen, Jesus. But listen, people of God, listen. We want you to invite a couple of people now. Go ahead and go down your phone. Amen. Go to one of those text messages. Amen, where it's a group text. Glory be to God, so we can reach everybody, reach a couple of people all at the same time. Go to that group text, amen. Tell them, listen, end time survivalism revival or seminar, amen, is going on right now. Tell them to please come and join me. You don't want to miss tonight. And I know, amen, that you have your number plugged in. So listen, I'm going to go ahead and give you the number so that you don't have to look it up. Amen. Glory be to God. Tell them to come and join me for the end time seminar, for the end time survival seminar, workshop, revival. Amen. Glory to God. Just right, that right there. Amen. And then tell them the number to dial 339-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-6891. Amen. Compel them to come, people of God. Amen. Compel them to come and listen. Amen. Tell them to bring the pencil and paper to hear what thus saith the Lord unto us. Amen. By his prophet, by his mouthpiece. Amen. His servant of the Most High. Glory to God. So go ahead and invite them to come, people of God. Glory to God. Tell them they don't want to miss it. Amen. If you have social media, go ahead out on social media. Tell them this is the last night they would want to come and hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. I tell you, I'm stirred. Amen. I'm just stirred up. Amen. In the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Listen, people of God, go ahead and tell them. Amen. And we thank God for each and every one of you. We thank you. Amen. For those that are listening, our international listeners, we thank God for you. Amen. We realize we're crossing time zones. Amen. So we thank God for you for making the sacrifice to come and to be a part of the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We're now reaching into 42 countries. Amen. With a listener base of 14 million and climbing exponentially. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for all of you. If this is your first time, we say welcome. We say welcome to the Prayer News Network. We tell you, glory to God, Hang in there with us, amen, because, listen, God has a blessing for you, amen, not just for tonight, amen, but we encourage you to come back and come back and come back again, amen, Jesus, because surely there is a word from the Lord for you. So we thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in, each and every one of you. God bless you. God bless you. Go ahead, amen. Again, send out that text message. Let the people know that we're here. Tell them to come, come, come. We thank God for all of our listeners, whether it's via our Prayer News Network Facebook page, or whether you're listening via radio, or whether you're listening via podcast. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Amen. Or whether you're dialing in, amen, you're dialing into the, amen, to the actual broadcast platform. We thank God for you. However you're listening, we just want you to know we appreciate you and thank you for joining us. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Again, tell a friend. Amen. Tell a neighbor. Tell somebody. Glory be to God to come and hear this word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We pray, people of God, that you brought your questions as the man of God has forestated. Amen. If you have any questions, glory to God, he has certainly been very, very thorough. Amen. But if you have any additional questions, amen, he will take those questions. Amen. Glory to God. We say a Q&A. Glory to God. But however the Lord leads, amen, that's the way we're going to follow. Amen. Glory to God. But we pray if there are any questions, amen, that you've written your questions down. We give God thanks and praise on tonight. Amen. For the head of this line, glory be to God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God, amen, for he is the author and the finisher of this work. Amen. It wasn't my vision. It wasn't anybody's vision. Amen. But the Lord saw fit to drop this work in the earth. Glory to God. At the beginning of the pandemic, thinking, people of God, that it will be 21 days. Glory be to God. But here we are, over 600 and almost 20-something days. We've been here every single day. Amen. So we give God the glory. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus, for it is he that is doing the work. Amen. Glory to God. It is he that is expanding, amen, borders. Amen. Expanding, glory be to God, across the globe. Amen. We're just grateful and humbled to be a part that the Lord would choose us. Amen. For such a work in the earth. Amen. So we thank God for him. We thank God. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. I thank God for my leaders. Amen. Our celestial intercessor. Glory be to God. The late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Thanking him tonight. Amen. For our senior apostle. Glory be to God. Apostle and prophet, Samuel Huggins James. And glory to God for our presiding bishop. Glory be to God, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking the Lord for my pastor, amen, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Thanking him for all of the advisors. Glory be to God, all of the advisors. We thank God for each and every one of them holding their space in place. Glory to God. We bless the Lord, amen. We bless the Lord, amen, for the many leaders that come to this work, amen, that are holding us up in prayer, that are holding this work up, amen, Jesus, and that lend themselves, amen, to the cause, glory to God, to win the loss at whatever cost, amen, glory to God, because this is the will of God, that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance, amen. We give God thanks and praise, amen, for our speaker on tonight, amen, Jesus, glory to God, we are excited. Glory to God. And at this time, amen, we're not going to delay, amen, Jesus, but we just want to have a word of prayer on tonight. Glory to God. And we're going to release this platform. Listen, people of God, go ahead and get your pencil. Go ahead and get your paper, your pen. Glory to God. You're going to take notes. You're going to need it. Amen. You're going to need it. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. All of this information, we cannot retain it all. Amen. But we thank God for pencil and paper to bring things back in the Holy Ghost, to bring all things back. Amen. To our remembrance. Glory to God. So we bless him. We thank him again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. God bless you. At this time, people of God, we just want to, glory to God, amen, sanctify the line, amen, glory be to God, amen. We just want to have a word of prayer on tonight, amen. And
we're the recording has started.
The man of God, amen. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you on tonight for your tender mercies. Glory be to God. We're thanking you on tonight for your saving grace. We're thanking you on tonight for loving us, oh God, when we didn't know how to love ourselves. But we thank you for your great love that you extended unto us. Glory to God. Before the foundation of the world. And Father, we thank you tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for becoming the ultimate sacrifice. Father, for you died that we might live. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. Glory to God. We bless your name on tonight. We're coming on tonight with grateful hearts. We're coming on tonight. Glory be. Hallelujah. We're coming on tonight. Glory be to God to tell you thank you yet again. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this hour. Thank you for this time. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for how you kept us all day long. We thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you. We thank you on tonight for keeping our minds. We thank you on tonight for keeping us covered. We thank you on tonight, oh God, in thy precious name of Jesus. We bless your precious name. We bless your name on tonight. We come on tonight blessing your name. Glory to God. Blessing you for your goodness. Blessing you, oh God, for you've been mindful of us. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we bless you. Glory to God. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. And we say on tonight, oh God, we're asking, ha, ye, Mosha. We're asking you, glory tonight, oh God, to look upon us now. Oh God, we're asking that you would create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us on tonight. Father, we're asking that you forgive our sins, any sins on tonight. We're asking that you forgive us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, creating us a clean heart, a right and right spirit within us, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. We're asking you all glory to God. Hallelujah. Cover us tonight. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, cover tonight, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight. We're asking you to look upon this line. Look upon the airwaves, glory to God. Father, look, oh God, look upon your people tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight, glory to God, to meet needs. We're asking that you almost say, God, yeah, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, look upon the hearts of us, almost. Oh, God, the hearts of your people on tonight. And we're asking your glory be to God. Father, meet every need in that precious name, Jesus. We're asking you to heal tonight. We're asking that you're set free. Set free and deliver tonight. Deliver, oh, God, deliver in the mind. Deliver in the soul on tonight. Deliver, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, deliver. Oh, God, in the name of Messiah, glory to God, deliver tonight as only you can. The mind, oh, God, set free tonight. Every captive, glory to God, set free on tonight. Father, for you know what we need, oh, God, before we even ask. Father, we're asking you on tonight, glory to God, look upon this line. Glory to Hayah, glory to Mosha, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you, do it tonight. Have your way, have your way. Thy will be done. Have your way. Oh, glory be to God in the name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight, glory to God, cause there to be lifting for your people. Cause there to be strength. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, strength to endure, strength to carry out, oh God, that you've spoken unto us. Father, for this we give you thanks, we give you praise. Glory be to God. We bless you tonight. We bless you for your servant on tonight. We bless you on tonight. Oh, glory to Yemaskai in the name of Jesus. We bless you on tonight. Father, we're asking that you'll cover a shield on tonight. Cover your servant. Oh, God, anoint even the more. Strengthen even now. We do pray in that precious name, Jesus. And, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for each and every soul. Thank you for each and every vessel that have heard the call and come to this word. Come to this night. Hey, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're about to do. Thank you for the manifestation. Glory to God. We bless you. Glory to Abahaya. In thy precious name, Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for binding the hand of the enemy. Thank you for bringing his every word to naught. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, break up, oh, God, every confusion tonight. Hey, Shabbat. In that precious name, oh, glory to God. We thank you tonight for binding up confusion, the binding of, oh, God. In that precious name, oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We bless you. Oh, God, every distraction, glory to God, we bind it up now in the precious name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. Thank you for having your way. Thank you, oh, glory to God, for what you've already done. For you established the end before the beginning. We thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you on tonight. Thank you for your blood covering. Thank you for your blood covering, oh God. Thank you for your blood covering over your people. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. Oh God, now we ask that you will cover us, oh God. Hide us behind your cross. Cover us, oh glory to God. Cover us in your shed blood. Hide us and we shall be hid. Cover us, we do pray. Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you in that precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory to God for your divine ordination. We thank you tonight. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you for these things. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 On tonight. Glory to God. We bless. Glory to God. We bless the Lord again. We bless him. Hallelujah. We bless him even more on tonight. Glory to God again. People of God, if we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough. Glory to God to give him thanks, to give him praise. Amen. But we thank the Lord on tonight. Glory to God again for you as you're continuing to come in. We thank God for you. Don't forget. Amen, to tell somebody. Don't forget, even as you come in and you get your, amen, you position yourself, glory to God, go ahead and text somebody, amen. Text a couple of people, amen, Jesus. We don't want them to miss, glory be to God, what the Lord has for them, amen, on tonight. Glory be to God. But we are so, again, grateful, amen, for this man of God, amen, that the Lord has touched his heart, amen, to come and to share. Amen, end time survivalism, those things that we need to prepare for, amen, in a time like this, amen, glory be to God. But we are grateful, amen, Jesus, we're thankful, amen, to the Lord, thankful unto him, glory be to God. And at this time, people of God, amen, we're going to bring forth, amen, glory be to God, prophetess, amen, Phoebe Jones, amen, Jesus. The woman of God, amen, Prophetess C.D. Jones, she's going to come, glory to God, and officially introduce unto us, amen, the man of God for tonight, amen. Woman of God, if you just press *6, glory to God, just press *6, glory to God, and it will release your line to come over to the platform side, amen. There you are, glory to God.
Amen. We honor God on tonight, amen, the God that favors us, praise God. We thank him on tonight for just blessing and moving thus far. Amen. I come to introduce to you my biological son. Amen. The man, the mouthpiece of God on tonight. Amen. The man of God that has a revelatorial word for a time such as this. Amen. I want to present to some and introduce to others none other than Prophet Virgil L. Postel, Jr. May God bless tonight. We come in with expectation, waiting on a mighty and powerful word from the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Now just press *6 and you'll be off. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. We thank God for everybody in their respectful places. We honor the Lord tonight. We thank God for Prophetess Jones, my mother. But we honor the host of this line for the vision. Amen. We thank God for the vision, picking up the vision and run with it. And I thank God as I was listening to the woman of God, I heard her say these words. She said, when the mantle hit the earth, the assignment hit the earth, she picked it up and ran with it. It's amazing how being in posture and position in God and hearing the voice of God and moving swiftly for the will of God, being able to keep the momentum moving for the saints of God. And I bless the Lord for that. And I thank God for all of you men and women of God, great men and women of God who are the clergy, that are on with us tonight. To all of you who have been with us all week long, amen. We thank God for our celestial intercessor, the late Pastor Apostle S.D. James. Thank God for Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Amen. We thank God for all those aboard the dishes. We honor the Lord on tonight. Amen. I'm so excited about tonight. Amen. I'm so excited about tonight. We have made it this far. Amen. We have come this far, as the saints say. We have come this far by faith. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Revelation. The house has been addressed, or the room has been addressed. We're going to get into the Word of God on tonight. The platform has been prayed for. The atmosphere has been consecrated. And we thank God for that. May the Lord be with you on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Revelation chapter 7 on tonight. Revelation chapter 7. One set of scriptures, and we're going to get into the meat of the word, meat of the assignment on tonight. For there is not much to give tonight, but it's enough that you will know what God means. Revelation 7. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of God, seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was the hurt given was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." I'm going to read that again. Saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." Amen. We thank God on tonight for his grace and mercy. We honor the Spirit of the living God. And we pray now, Holy Spirit, that you be with us even more on tonight. The atmosphere has already been addressed and sealed. And so, Father, I pray now that, oh God, that you will forgive us for sins of omission and commission, oh God. Father, bind the hand of the enemy, bind the will of the enemy, and bring his works to know. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you give me the strength to decrease, that you might increase that which your people need. God, I declare that this night that I desire to be nothing so that you can become everything for the saints of God. We bless you now, dear Master. We thank you now, dear Jesus, for keeping and covering us. In your name, faith, we pray. Father, bind the will of the enemy and bring his works out now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. Bless the Lord on tonight. Oh, God, saints, we thank God for his grace and mercy. What I want you to do tonight, if the heading of your notes, I want you to write these words down. Preparing meat for preservation. Preparing meat for preservation. Now, in this particular episode, or this particular portion of the summit or seminar, there's a woman of God said revival seminar, and I just talked to the secretary today. I said, "Like I've been in revival." She said, "You have been. You didn't know." But this part of the service, I want you guys to understand. I'm going to give you some information on how to process your own hamburgers and make your own sausages. All right? How to make your own food. All right, preserving food for time ahead. You have to learn how to save and preserve food. This includes making and processing meat in your home with a meat grinder. Sausages and hamburger meat, chicken meat, all of these are meats that you can use. So you want to use a chuck cut. This is the meat that you can use for your burgers. This is normally the upper shoulder of, and a lot of burgers are made from this. It's 100% chuck meat. And so the chuck meat is a marble color. It's a marble kind of meat. It's marbled and known to have a real buttery paste, and it melts in your mouth. Now, the chuck cut also has the perfect amount of meat to fat ratio. Now, you cannot have a perfect burger or a perfect sausage or a perfect anything when it comes to processing meat, except you have a good fat to meat ratio. meaning it must be 80-20, 80% meat, 20% fat. Amen?
And so with the need for that, you want to make sure that your meat has a balance ratio. You don't want it to be out of balance and out of sync. You want it to be just right. You don't want it to be too greasy and too nasty, too messed up. But you want a healthy burger. And so when you go shopping for a chuck cut at the supermarket on your local grocery store, you are likely to find it labeled as chuck pot roast. Chuck pot roast. So if you ever notice you get the pot roast meat and you put it in there with your carrots and make your little pot roast and you put it in your crock pot and you cut the carrots up and your celery and your vegetables and a little onion and put a little broth in there, stock in there, and a bouillon overnight. And then you let it cook overnight. You have a little pot of rice that you cook the next day, or you make some homemade mashed potatoes with little chunky taters in it, and you pour the meat over in there, little gravy just run down over your meat or over your mashed potatoes or your rice, and it tastes good. All right, the next meat is the sirloin cut. And so the sirloin is known as the back region of the cow. It is the complicated area with different cuts of varying taste. For the purpose of making a delicious burger, we recommend the top sirloin. And this is a superior cut when compared to other sirloin areas. Now, you're going to add in the sirloin to a burger patty. So this has a slightly sour, greasy, grassy, and nutty flavor, and is moderately tender, and it's a healthier meat. Cut is a healthier meat than chuck. With a fat ratio of 90 to 10. So now you have more meat and less fat. You could also use the sirloin and the tenderloin and the bottom line also as the meats that you could use for your burgers. Brisket cut, known as the blue collar cut. And it is also slightly sour, has a grassy, meaty flavor, and has a high fat content, which creates a good, humble meat and potatoes sort of burger. So this particular type of burger is going to have a little more flavor to it, a little hearty on the side. Round cut. So the round steak comes from the rear leg of the cow. This is a cheap and healthy cut of meat with a low meat-to-fat ratio, 85 to 15. The round steak is a lean piece of meat, which is tough enough to cook, but great for burger meat. And so it has an excellent flavor to it, but when you're shopping for this, you're going to shop for round cuts, and you want to find a top round or a bottom round or an eye round. Hagger cut or hanger cut, known as the butcher steak. This steak is taken from the diaphragm area of the cow. This is a great cut of meat to be put in a hamburger. It's inexpensive and known for its gaminess. So this is going to have more of the gamey flavor of the cow or the cattle. So it's going to taste a little bit wild, even though it's ranch grown. But you can kill any gamey scent in your meat with just some buttermilk. Soak some buttermilk for a couple hours or overnight, and there you have it. All right? So you want to make sure that to kill a gamey taste out of your meat, soak it in buttermilk. And just for example, you get shark steaks out of the store. When you get the shark steaks from out of the store, you want to take those shark steaks and put them and soak them in buttermilk. Because one thing that they do at the market when they kill the shark is they gut him and bleed him out. But sometimes bleeding him out, they bleed him out the wrong way, side up, instead of bleeding him out head down, meaning bringing all the blood out of the body instead of the blood going through and getting into the meat. So this means that if blood gets into the meat, the only way to get that flavor out of that is to soak it in buttermilk. And then after you soak it in buttermilk, You can deep fry it. You can put it on the grill. You can put it in some aluminum foil and bake it with some flavor. And that's the best thing to eat. So the Hager steak has a moderate fat content and is a healthier option to include in the burger. This cut has distinctive meaty, cheesy flavor and is an interesting overtone. So this particular piece of meat has a different taste. Now, when shopping for your meat for your burgers or your sausages, you want to shop based upon your taste buds. Now, I advise that we don't stay in the same boring class of meat, but that we experiment. We try things other than what we are used to see if our taste buds can be exposed to some more culture. You got the short ribeye cut. The short ribeye has a rich nutty flavor. And this cut has a high meat to fat ratio, which allows for good tasting burgers. It has a fine marbling of meat, helps it to stay moist even when the burgers are cooked. So those of y'all want burgers that ain't dry. Now I'm going to tell you how to make it quick, easy meat grinding pate. We're going to show you how to mix some patties. The first thing you want to do is freeze your chosen cut of meat for at least 15 minutes before you cut them into small cubes. Meat is easier to cut when it's cold. Now, if you cut it when it's not cold, you're going to have a problem with it getting stuck inside of the grinder. And then by the time you get done, you're going to be aggravated because now you got to go in all these little cracks and crevices to get all this meat that's out of there, out of the nuts and bolts area. You're going to have to get all that out of there. So after you let while your meat is in the freezer, you're going to freeze the meat grinder attachments, blade and plate, for 30 minutes before you use it. The meat grinding is easier. It's like I just told you, when the equipment is cold. So you got to make sure your equipment is cold, your meat is cold. And before the grinding, break your meat down into small uniform chunks, about 1 to 2 inches. Grind your meat twice for best results. All right? Season your meat during the grinding process for more heightened flavors. So you want to make sure that you season your meat as you desire it. So if you want herb in your meat, put herbs in your meat while you're grinding. If you want spices in there, put spices in there. If you want blue cheese in there, put that in there. You want beans. And whatever you want in your meat, in your burger, do that. You can do that right in this process. Once the meat is grounded, gently shake the patties without too much mixing and kneading them. Shape patties on a platter immediately after they have been grounded. Add salt after the patties are formed. Salt is added last as it dissolves muscle proteins, which keep moist and tender. And you're going to refrigerate your meat patties until they're cooked, or you want to write a date on them and put them in the freezer until you're ready to throw them on the grill outside. How many of y'all eat pork? Or should I say don't eat pork, but you eat hot dogs, turkey hot dogs and chicken hot dogs? How many of y'all do that? I know I'm pretty sure quite a few of y'all may eat a little chicken hot dog and turkey hot dog. All right. You're eating pork still because the casing that your hot dogs sausages and turkey dogs and chicken dogs are made out of pork casings. That is the casings that come out of the pig's intestine. So you're eating pork casings. Now, if you want to know how to make your own sausages and hot dogs and things like that from scratch, you want to, the right ingredients play a big part in making sausages fresh. You'll need pork. You can use chicken, turkey, or you can use a mixture. And see, you got to understand your fat content. You want to make sure that in whatever you're making, that there's a fat content, all right? So you don't necessarily have to use pork if you don't want to, but you can use chicken, you can use beef, you can use turkey. But you got to make sure that whatever you use, that you get a meat that has a fat content. All right? You want something that has a fat content. So if you don't want pork at all, but you just want your stuff to be juicy and flavorful, get you a meat that has a fat content, which would be what we just went through, a brat on them shoulders. Just put a little bit of that in there. You want to make sure the ratio of that is balanced right. Okay? Or you could just make you some sausage patties. Instead of trying to put them in a casing, you can do patties. It's like you go get the turkey patties from out of the store. You get some of those. You can make your own patties. Make your own sausage patties, Italian sausage. You can make your own sausages and sell them and make them. You know, this is how you want to make your stuff, not how somebody else makes theirs. You can make your own meatballs. There's so many things that you can do once you have a meat grinder, and they're inexpensive. I got one right now. The Lord told me to get one, and I got one right now, brand new, in the box, inside of my office. But you got to understand that using your meat grinder and having your meat grinder is good. But here's the problem. If you ain't got no meat, then what you going to grind? All right. If you're using pork, you can use a mixture of trimming of the bone during butchering, shoulder cuts, or belly and back cuts. The meat-to-fat ratio is about 70% meat to 50% fat. So that's your ratio, 70% meat percent fat. All right? Making your sausages, it is not the same as you're making a burger. So 70% meat and 50% fat. So you want to be your meat needs to be cut at about one inch cubes to make it easier to push through the meat grinder. Fat, you need some good quality fat for good sausages. Pork back fat is the best for sausages, or you can get some of the fat from some of the meats that have high ratios of fat, and that could be beef. You want to cut the fat into about 1 inch cube through the meat grinder. Now, there's rusk, R-U-S-K. It is a yeastless bread like hardtack, which helps bind the sausage together. It is broken up and has a rough breadcrumb texture. Hardcore homesteaders make their own, but you can buy it too, although it takes some hunting down here in the U.S., so it's not really something that you can buy right here in the U.S., but you can go on Amazon and probably buy you some rusk. You can go on Amazon and buy you some rusk. Tasha, look for me if you can real quick if rusk is on Amazon. But you can find it easy in the U.K., so unless you want to get on a plane and fly over to London and get you some rusk, well, I may call my brother over there and tell him, hey, I need me some rusk, and I'll send you a couple pounds so you can ship me some rusk in the mail. Amen? If you're making your own hardtack, it's your job. You can use unsalted crackers. Rusk needs to be dry. If you make hardtack, slide it and bake it in a low oven to really dry it out. Then pop it into a bag and bust it up with a rolling pin to get the breadcrumb texture. Sausage casings. You need sausage casings. Now, don't go and get the large casings for the sausages, because the large casings are designed for those big sausages. Now, you want to make sure, unless you're greedy, and you're going to make you some sausages out of those big old thick casings, and you're just going to slice it up and cut your piece off of it every now and again, or you make a big old sausage and cook it, and then everybody eat off that one sausage. Now, that's an idea. If you have a large family and you have a big sausage, instead of making all these sausages, you can make a big family-sized sausage out of a large casing, and then you have enough sausage to go around, and all you got to do is slice it up. You slice the sausage up like they do hog head cheese. Or not hog head cheese, or like they do liver cheese. So the traditional hog or sheep casings hack in salt because they are natural in our texture and the style which I am accustomed to, which means that you got to understand they're using casings. They're going to come in salt as a preservative. Some of them are naturally salted because of the animal that they come from, meaning if you get pork or sheep, some of these casings are going to be naturally salted. Understand that you need the salt in these things to for preservation and flavoring. Now, some recipes will be pargu powder, which is a pink curing salt, which has potassium nitrate, saltpeter, and sodium chloride table salt in it, but it is necessary for you to have it. Spices. So the most coveted spices in making secrets, just like a barbecue recipe or hot sauce recipe, the spices and quantities in a sauce are the secret that you need to have. So creating your own recipe needs to be something that you write down on a piece of paper and you keep it to yourself. Now, you can use 20 grams or 0.7 ounces of table salt, 0.7 ounces of white pepper, and 0.7 ounces of mace for a sausage. And I'm going to give you a basic sausage recipe really quickly. You want 3.5 pounds of pork, 70% lean, 30% fat, cut into 1-inch cubes, 0.5 pounds of rusk, 2 ounces of sausage seasoning, 1 pound of ice-cold water, 1 package of hog casing. Freeze your meat in fat, and if you can, disassemble the parts of your meat grinder like the plate and the auger. Pop those into the freezer, too. Weigh out 1 pound of ice-cold water into a large bowl and add a half a pound of rusk. Mix together and leave for about an hour in the fridge. Thoroughly rinse the sausage casings, though the tube, and on the outside, and let them soak in water according to the package instructions. Run the meat through your meat grinder using a coarse blade, then mix in the sausage seasoning. Thoroughly mix the hydrated rusk with the ground meat and chill again. Run the meat thoroughly through the meat grinder again. You can use the medium grinding plate if you like to keep the coarse plate. The second grinding isn't necessary, but many sausage makers say it improves it. So you want to make sure if you're going to use the second one, it is to improve what you already have. And so chill the meat again and then and attach the sausage stuffer to the grinder. Slide the casings onto the stuffer. You can see how we, and then you can go on and watch how they stuff these in many videos they have on YouTube. Now, if you don't want to watch it, then what you do is simply, once the meat starts going in, you're pushing the casings on and on, and you're filling the sausage up. Now, you're tying it off. Once you get to the length of the sausage, you're going to tie it off. Then you're going to make another one. You're going to tie it off. Or you can just make one big long sausage, and you're going to tie the casings all up at one time. Just go through and make your sausage and fold them around together. Now, if you have a problem with bubbles, there is a tool that they have on Amazon that you can buy to use to poke holes inside of the casings, not stab them, but poke holes to release the air so that the casings do not split apart. All right, so you want to make sure that you, when you tie them off, you pinch the casings to create a space at the sausage length you want. Tie your sausage and pop them in the fridge or freezer. All right? So you want to make sure that you have the right combination of ingredients. It's just the start of making the sausage below, or you have some quick, easy steps to build you a sausage. The best way you know how. Now, these are the things you need to do. Invest into a good meat grinder. Since about making sausages, it is worth investing into a good grinder, which have metal gears and parts you can put in the freezer to keep everything cold. Family land. Now, you don't have to live on it if you have unscrupulous relatives. You have to live on it together. You just all get the land together, and you all share the responsibility of the taxes and the feed that you're going to need to buy for your animals. So for this family land, it is for cattle. You may have a herd on this land. Now, they have a rule of 1.5 to 2 acres to feed a cow, a calf pair for 12 months. That means you should be able to have 10 to 13 cows and see if you have the acreage. Now, you want to have 1.5 to 2 acres to feed a calf pair for 12 months. Now, 11 cows on 20 acres is 1.8 acres per cow. So, think about it. Do the math. So if you got all, if you're getting enough cows to feed your family, remember I gave you the numbers last night. One cow is 1,000 pounds of meat, and it's $700 in the United States to butcher one cow. And that 1 pound, 1,000 pounds of meat has the ability to be stretched between you and whoever else is in your family. Now, having this type of meat means what? You have enough meat to what? Go around your family to last your family for the rest of the year. If you do it right. Now, I didn't say you get the cow and y'all having barbecues and cookout like I have at a family reunion every weekend. No, that's not what you do. It is what you need. Tasha's supposed to send me the information on this. You all know the prices of the pressure canner on online. In 13 easy steps, you're going to learn how to can your food. You're going to need a water bath container, canner, canning kit, a canning scoop, spoons, knives, and section of food to be canned or other ingredients, or you can just get you a pressure canner.
Praise the Lord, people of God. Praise the Lord. If you would just bear with us a moment. Amen. Just bear with us a moment. Looks like we... lost our speaker here shortly. Listen, people of God, while he's coming back in, we just want to remind you, if you would, go ahead and text somebody. Text somebody, call somebody. Let them know that we're here. Amen. Let them know that this seminar, this revival is not what they want to miss. Amen. We pray that you are being blessed, glory to God, by this, amen, by this preparation for meat, glory to God. Certainly, it's a lot of information that I've not heard before, amen, and I consider myself a country girl, amen, but listen, people of God, lots and lots of information, glory to God, go ahead and text somebody, invite them to come on in, to come on into the platform. Amen. Glory to God. Looks like we have our speaker back. Amen. Glory to God. We are excited. Amen. Aren't you excited? Amen, Jesus. This is preparing our meats, how to make sausage, how to make hamburgers. My God, this is amazing. Amen. Glory to God. Looks like we have our speaker back. If he would just press star 6. And come on over to the platform side. Amen. Come on over, man of God. There you are.
Amen. Bless the Lord. I don't know. The enemy is busy, y'all. This happened again. It happened to us last night, but we're going to press through.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So canning your food. Canning your food. Thank you, Minister Bradley. So how to can your food in 13 steps. Give you 13 easy steps to can your food. First thing you want to do is clean your jars and lids with hot water. Now, these are mason jars. Now, if you go in the store now, you'll see everybody that start buying the mason jars, and now you're going to be, it's hard to find them. But these are mason jars. And you want to clean your lids and your jars first, since we will be preserving food. Cleanliness is a must. Do you not understand that cleaning your stuff and sanitizing your stuff is very important? Matter of fact, put some gloves on your hands. Food grade safety gloves, kitchen gloves. Step 2, preheat jars in boiling water. It's not enough to wash your jars to ensure that the food you will be clean canning lasts longer. You must also sterilize them. Step 3, prepare the ingredients. Prepare the food you are going to can. Get up all your food, whatever you're going to can. Step 4, remove jars from the heat. keeping your canning jars hot will keep them from breaking or cracking when you place hot food inside. You can keep the jars hot until they are ready to be filled by placing them upside down in a large pot with 2 or 3 inches of hot water. Bring the water to a boil and turn off heat. Leave the jars in the water until you need to use them. Step 5, add citric acid. Citric acid is something you can add to increase the acidity of the food. Not only does it improve flavor and color, but it also helps minimize the risk of growing bacteria, especially when canning tomatoes. All right? So if you want to know more about citric acid, look it up. Look it up and find out what all you can do with citric acid. Step 6, pack the food. Fill each jar and make sure to leave the recommended headspace. If your recipe does not have any recommended headspace, leave a 1/2 inch headspace. Step 6, remove air bubbles. Move air bubbles by running a non-metallic spatula around the inside of the jar. Also, do not forget to wipe the rim to make sure that there are no excess food. Step 8, seal your jars. Center the hot lid on the jar using your magnetic lid lifter and tighten the lid until the fingertip tight. Step 9, lower jars into water. Now that you have all your jars filled up now and sealed, lower them gently into the water. Step 10, fill the canner with water. Fill your water bath canner with water. Make sure that the water is about 1 inch above the jars. Step 11, place the lid and start the process. Place the cover securely and start processing timer when the water begins to boil. Turn the heat on high and allow the steam to exhaust for 10 minutes. This pushes all the air from the canner while waiting. Check your recipe for how many pounds of pressure the particular food needs to be processed and at how long you need to process it. Be sure to adjust the number based on your altitude. Some people or manufacturers require 15 pounds of pressure when processing food at 2,000 plus feet above sea level, regardless of what your recipe says. Step 12, remove jars and cool for 24 hours. Move the jars using your jar lifter, making sure not to tilt them. Allow them to cool for about 8 hours or more. You can leave the jars on your kitchen counter or top on or your kitchen countertop overnight, or you can leave them just sitting there. Once the jars have cooled, the seals should be sucked down and not popped out. Top of the lid to check whether they are up or down. Remove the screw caps and label each jar with food type and date. When storing jars, make sure to place them in a cool, dark, dry environment. Avoid storing them in direct sunlight or high humidity. For homemade preserves, store them at room temperature until you're ready to use them. All right? And I have some more herbs to give you tonight. Ginkgo is beneficial for dementia, Alzheimer's disease, eye health, inflammation, diabetes, bone health, healing, anxiety, and depression. Ginkgo is also really good at helping you with your memory. Turmeric can be beneficial for pain caused by inflammatory diseases like arthritis, preventing cancer, stopping DNA mutations, and several skin diseases. Evening primrose oil could be beneficial for PMS, mild skin condition, breast pain, menopause, inflammation, diabetic neuropathy, multiple sclerosis, PCOS, and blood pressure. Flaxseed is beneficial for decreasing obesity, regulating blood pressure, preventing colon cancer, inflammation, hot flashes. Tea tree oil is beneficial for acne, athlete's foot, cut, dandruff, and insect bites. Echinacea colds, immunity, bronchitis, upper respiratory infection, grapeseed extract, cancer, lowering, LDL, bad cholesterol, leg vein circulation, edema, blood pressure, lavender, anxiety, stress, blood pressure, and migraines. If you have a hyper child in your home, if you have a hyper child in your home, get with my secretary and she will give you something to get that child some rest. But you want to use gloves with it, because if you don't use gloves with it, it's going to give you some rest as well. Amen? And chamomile is beneficial for anxiety, stress, insomnia, and cancer. I want to give you, before we wrap up on tonight, we bless the Lord. Y'all all right? Inside of the information of training and study material, I want to discuss two things with you really quickly, and that is a hunting license of knowing who needs and who does not need one is what we're going to talk about now. And then I'm going to give you a simple cold pressed soap recipe. And then we'll talk about some other few minutes on some other stuff where we have time, and then we're going to sit in the Q&A. I'm going to say this with all seriousness. If you have not been delivered from the spirit of anger, revenge, rage, the spirit of behemoth, if you have all types of inabilities to control your emotions, if you have not gotten your emotions under control, if you blurt out when you get angry, if you lash out when you get angry, do not consider these options until you have been delivered. Nobody who has an issue with their temper, with anger, with rage, should purchase or go and get a concealed weapons permit. Nobody. It is when you have been delivered and set free. That is the only time you should be able or in a position to get one. That means that you have self-control. If you do not have self-control, get you some sticks and a tube out of a bicycle. And you're going to tie both ends, piece off that tube, split that tube in half, cut a piece off on both ends, and you're going to tie the top of that tube on one top, you're going to tie the bottom of that tube on the other top, and you're going to fashion you some sticks, little small sticks, long enough to put in the pencil sharpener, and you're going to make you a homemade bow and arrow. And that's going to help you gain some control of yourself when you get tired of shooting that folk with that bow and arrow and they don't go nowhere. Because that's what we want with your temper. We want your temper to not go anywhere. We want it to fall just like that stick is going to fall straight to the ground. Because we want you to have self-control. Hunting license, you will be required to take a class. I don't care what state you live in. You need to take a class. But it goes in the same route. Everybody needs a protection in their life. But if you have a problem with your anger, I'll say it again. Do not misquote me on this, but I said, if you have a problem with your anger, I'm not giving you permission to say go buy guns and go get a concealed weapon permit tomorrow because you need it. No. What I'm saying is if you have a problem with your anger and self-control, make your homemade slingshot or homemade bow and arrow, and you practice controlling your anger by shooting at a tree until you get together, until you can get delivered. And you got to want to be free. Some of y'all like to be mad. But tonight we want you to not be so angry so that you can what? Have the things that you need to protect yourself. All right? Because sometimes we want to say the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Yes, God, and the blood will keep you. But we're going to dark days. And we don't fear. But some of you aren't living with a man, especially women. And some men don't need to be on the road by themselves without some form of protection. It's like some women preachers should not be on the road by themselves without protection. You need to be covered. You need protection. Amen? So understanding that these are your options, a concealed weapon permit or a hunting license to go out and shoot some stuff. Now, if it's on your property and you kill it, you don't need no hunting license because it was on your property. Now, if you shoot it outside your property, it's right there. You just drag it over there on your property. You ain't got to tell nobody. Just make sure you go out there and pour water where the blood was and clean up the evidence. And then when the police come, you just got your stag hanging from the tree, just gutting it in and cleaning it on up. Amen? So your goal is to make sure you have everything you need. Now, tonight when we do Q&A, please don't ask me about the concealed weapons permit license. I'm not going to help you with that. I'm just telling you what you need, but it's going to be up to your state and local laws to help you understand what you need because every state is different. I'm from Florida, so I can't help you if you're in another country or if you're in another state inside the other 50 states that we have or territory. All right, you have to search what your regulations are. Some states are not, you're not permitted to even have one. But I tell you what, get your fishing license and go fishing. Learn how to fish. All right, soap recipe. Quick soap recipe real quick. A simple cold-pressed soap recipe. Teach you how to make soap real quick. And it makes about 2 pounds. So I'm going to tell you what you do. You know the orange juice containers from the store. You know those cartons that they have, like these have old milk cartons in school, the big ones. All right, so you want to get you some of those, two of those. And once you finish, you're just going to clean them out real good. Wash them out real, real good. And you're going to use these and make your soap. So this recipe is going to make about 2 pounds of soap. All right? And it's about 6.5% super fat and slightly water and a slight water discount. Now, you'll get about the average of eight average size 4 ounce balls. So don't look for a miracle. All right, so you need 12 ounces of coconut oil, 20 ounces of olive oil, 4.5 ounces of 100% lye. All right, 12 ounces of water and a soap mold. Now, this is what you're going to do. You're going to mix, you're going to pour your water into a container that is not going to melt. Once your water is in that container, you're going to put your lye in its own container, but you're going to make sure you have on gloves and a glove and some eye protection. I suggest you do this outside because a lye is very caustic before and after you mix it with water. So once you have gotten your lye together and you've measured it out and measured your water out, you're going to take a spatula. Go outside, put a mask on if you so desire, and you're going to have on some protection glasses. You're going to pour that lye inside of that water. All right? Not the other way around. You don't pour water in the lye because it's going to foam up at you. You pour lye into water, and you're going to stir it, and you're going to wait until the lye, you're going to need something to measure your temperature. I'm pretty sure you're going to need a temperature gauge. You're going to need something that's going to be a thermometer. Measure the temperature of it. Now, my secretary like to make her soap at a high temperature, but if you do it at a low temperature, it'll be just as fine because I don't want you to burn yourself. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that your products, the temperature of the oil and the temperature of the lye and water solution is at least 10 degrees apart. So if let's say the oil is 70 degrees, that means that the lye could be 80 degrees. If the lye is 70 degrees, that means the oil can be 60 degrees. So it has to be at least 10 degrees apart. All right? And so what you're going to do is you're going to, once they get the same degrees apart, you're going to pour them into, you're going to pour the lye and water mixture into your oil. Once you pour it into your oil, what you're going to do is you're going to mix it until it turns into something that calls the personification of emotion. It's going to not personification, but it's going to turn into emotion, meaning that it's going to be a light traces substance. It's going to be a little like it's sticking it up. And so what you'll be able to take your mixer out. Now, I suggest you get a hand mixer for this. Not a hand mixer, but just one of them single head blenders. You're gonna stick it in there, and you're gonna keep pulling it out of there. But you're gonna stir it while you're blending it. Now you're gonna make sure if you take the stick blender out of the bowl that you put it back in, but you tap it to get all the bubbles out. All right. Once you do that, you're going to blend it. And while you're blending it, you're going to go round and round, up and down, you know, make it move around. So you're going to take it out, and you want to make sure you stir it in between each little blast. Once you do that, you're going to take it out and going to see if let it drip. Now, if it don't drip and leave like a trace, trail on top of it, it ain't ready yet. Now, if it leave a little trace on top, or if you have a thin trace or a trace of it on the stick blender, then take it out. Get your spatula and put it in the soap mold. And then once you put it in the soap mold, you're gonna let it sit for at least 4 to 6 weeks. Now, if you wanna add herbs to it, you can add a little herbs to it. Like right now I'm infusing some stuff to go in some soap. And I'm infusing it in oil. So it's sitting on low right now in the office. So if you want some oatmeal, 2 tablespoons of oatmeal can go in this, and 2 tablespoons of dried herbs like chamomile, peppermint, and dried flower petals. And you can use 1 ounce of soap fragrance or essential oil of your choice, okay? And then you want to make sure now, this recipe will let you use your soap for 30 days, which is about the time frame you'll need. All right? And that is your simple soap recipe. We're coming, Saints. We're coming. To and beyond. Wholesale and black-owned businesses. People of color should start finding ways to sell products and buy black-owned business products daily. We should educate ourselves in e-commerce shopping online and cut the neck from the system that's keeping your dollars in bondage. So if you don't understand, I told us this a while ago, that it is poor black dollars that keep the economy going. And it keeps it going because we keep putting our money into corporate America. Corporate America is driven by white dollars. And so it is black dollars that corporate America stands on. And so when they're sitting there drinking their nice Cristal and riding their Porsches and Lamborghinis and driving their jets and chartering ships with all of their friends and yachts and taking trips to the Hamptons every year, they are doing this at the expense of our dollars because we keep buying their products. Now, I don't have the time to go through all of this information tonight, but what I want to do is this. I want to make sure, because I got some information here as well, for wholesalers, for entrepreneurs. And so take down this link, WeBuyBlack.com. 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 That should help you get started on buying black. Now, a lot of times you say, well, I don't want to buy, I ain't buying from us because we so high. But you got to understand that the market is driven so, and the world is driven so against us that we have to pay more than anybody else probably if they knew who we were. And so sometimes we may have to pay more because we have to go outside of the country to get our stuff, and the inventory of the wholesale costs us money. And so we have to order, can't order in, sometimes we can't order MOQs are normally 500 to 1,000, and sometimes you got to order these in pallets, 500 pallets, 1,000 pallets, 1 ton and 1 kiloton. And so you got to order like that. And so you've got to price all of that stuff out to make sure you're giving giving a fair price as well as making a profit at the same time and have enough money extra over to re-up and reorder the inventory. Now, the issue is that if we buy black, we're going to always complain. We're going to want a deal. We're going to want a profit. But you don't go to the gas station to sit go and tell them you want to buy, but you want the black man's deal. You don't go to McDonald's and tell them that you want the black man's deal, although black people are owning McDonald's and record labels, record numbers. But you got to understand that when you buy black, you are supporting your minority culture. What are you doing? You're rebuilding Black Wall Street. Now, if you want to be a part of Black Wall Street, then say that. And then ask somebody who knows how to help you get there, instead of being a crab in a bucket and saying, well, I'm not buying that because they're expensive. No. We are to help one another because we're trying to build or rebuild our community. All right? So there's over what, 30-something pages of information that I cannot go through because I don't have the time. And tomorrow we're going to service, and this is the Sabbath, and I know many of you need to be getting ready for Sabbath school in the morning. And so we're going to close this right here. But what I want to do is, before we get into the Q&A, if Tasha's still here, if she's still here, before we get into the Q&A, I want to, everyone is an entrepreneur. Minister Bradley, do I have your permission to do this real quick? Is the woman of God available? Is that his brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. I just want to have your permission to do something real quick for entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If you're an entrepreneur, press star 6 and come to the platform for me real quick. Entrepreneurs, business owners, come to the platform for me real quick. Star 6 and come to the platform. Any entrepreneurs?
Mm-hmm.
And business owners, press star 6 for me real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. No entrepreneurs? All right.
Yeah, one. Mm-hmm. One that came over.
All right, come to the platform for me real quickly.
I'm here.
All right. What I want you to do is give Minister Bradley your email address, and I'm going to send her a packet that has a list of black-owned businesses that you can go through and look at what they're doing. But inside of the packet that I'm going to send also has some links to some websites and some funding where you can get grants and all these things. It also has where you can go to the Amazon website. And you can also pull up wholesale options there for your business. And then there's another wholesaler link I've actually attached in here with you for you. All right? So
okay.
You have things you can look at. All right? So just send Minister Bradley, when we get off tonight, send her your information. And it's completely free. It's yours.
Thank you.
All right? You have to pay a dime for it. It's yours. I want to help your business. I want to help your business by showing your pattern that everybody else has because it's a black-owned business. So I want to motivate you. All right? So that you succeed, right?
Thank you. Yes, sir.
All right. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome. Any more entrepreneurs and business owners? Mr. Bradley, make sure you remind me to send you one make sure you give one to your son as well.
Oh, bless the Lord. I was just getting ready to ask you if I could stand in for him.
Mm-hmm.
Thank the Lord.
Any more entrepreneurs and any more business owners, I'm trying to motivate you. I want to motivate you, and not only just motivate you because there's a little bit of information at the front, but the information that's in the whole packet gives you a list of black-owned businesses, and it tells you what black people are doing so that you don't feel like that you're left out. It motivates you, all right? So this is a more. I don't care if you want to start a business, if you don't have a business and you just want to start one. If you want information, come to the platform. I'm getting ready to pray. And then we're going to do Q&A. Good God, time, get away from you.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to start a business, but I'm trying to decide exactly what it is. And I also want to say my granddaughter has a business going wholesale parts. And is it possible that maybe I can get the package from her?
Okay. What I'll do is I'll send it to you. And if you decide to print off the 30 pages or email the 30 pages to your granddaughter, see, I'm going to send it to Mr. Bradley. And when I send it to Mr. Bradley, you're going to text her and text her your email address so that she gets it, because my secretary is out tonight because she's not feeling well. And so even if Mr. Bradley has to send it to me and I share the load with her tonight because I'm going to be up for a while, all right, we want to make sure it gets into as many hands as possible so that you have the information you need, and she'll be able to access wholesalers. It'll have a website for wholesalers on there. And then if you have any questions, you can ask Minister Bradley to reach out to me, and I'll give you the information that you need so that you'll succeed. All right? Listen, Saints, I have a master's degree in business. All right? I have a master's degree in business. My bachelor's is in international business with a minor in public administration and specialization in logistics management. But my master's degree is in business with a specialization in entrepreneurship. I'm getting a PhD in organization development and leadership with a specialization in leadership diversity. So I'm trying to help you with what I got access to so that you're able to prosper just as I'm able to prosper. You understand?
Yeah.
And would that be another one? Next, I want authors. If you're a writer, come to the platform. If you're a writer, come to the platform. Mr. Bradley, don't you move. You stay right there. All writers, come to the platform. If you're a writer, come to the platform. If you're a writer or an aspiring writer, I don't care if you're a poet. I don't care if you write little sayings. Press star 6 and come to the platform really quickly. Really quickly. I'm going to give some information to you. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to give us your name. You don't have to tell us how many books you wrote. Just come to the platform. All right, I want to tell you this real quick so you have it and that you're able to capitalize off of it immediately, because it's in beta process now. But if the beta process fails or too many of us get in there, they may cut the program. Mm. All right? Anybody come to the platform? Anybody come over?
Yeah, let's see one.
All right. So to all authors that can hear me, those that came and didn't want to come, I want you to, if you are a self-published author, most of us people of color are, because they don't like what we have to write if you're writing Christian stuff. They don't like that too much. And releasing a traditional book requires a query letter, and sometimes these random houses can just throw your stuff in the trash and they don't want to see it because it ain't what they think. They're going to make no money for them. See, they're trying to make money for their company. You are a product for them. But right now, for those of you who have been struggling to get your book into hardback and self-publishing, go on to Amazon right now. When you leave this service, go to Amazon and go to the beta program that they have set up in the system to convert all your books that you want on hardback. Convert them over. Convert them over.
Mm-hmm.
It's in beta process now. Convert all your books over. You do a journal in 2, 3, 4, 5 different sizes. Brandy, so I got to come back, Minister Brandy. I got to come back.
Yeah, please.
Do just two or three nights on books.
You got it.
Because you got KDP Select and all these things as well. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
You want to make sure you do that. I just ordered one of my journals that's getting ready to be used for a whole branding series for next year in February. And I just ordered one of my journals, and it only cost me $9 and some change for a hardback.
Oh,
and I'm getting ready to go back on there because I'm going to win a break this week coming in on the 14th. And I'm going to go back on that, and I'm going to convert it to a softback, 6x9. And so that gives me 3 hardbacks and 2 softbacks and 1 softback. You understand what I'm saying? What am I doing? I'm expanding my market base.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all going to have different prices. You understand? My books are on Barnes & Noble. they're on Amazon. And so I'm expanding my market base, okay? And then by putting my stuff on KDP Select, that gives me much of an expansion because now I'm going into electronics. We don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority for what you've done on this night, God. We thank you now for who you are and what you're doing for us. Lord, we pray now by thy name, Jesus, that you cover and keep these people in your glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, we're going to move quickly with this. Those that want to be saved and give their life to Christ, the platform is open to you now. If you want to be saved and you want to give your life to Christ, the platform is open to you now. We offer Christ to you on tonight. We offer Christ to you on tonight. Amen? We offer Christ to you on tonight. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We offer Christ to you. Amen. If you all have access to the PNN network on Facebook, I'm going to send Minister Bradley, or Evangelist Bradley, two links. For those of you that would like to tune in to our services live on every Saturday, you'll be able to tune in. I'll send her the links so she can post it on her website and the ministry website as well. For those of you who want a copy of the complete transcript, you'll be able to go to the ministry website and place an order on for the transcript. It cannot be printed and it cannot be shared. It is security locked. All right? So those of you who are integral and those of you that want to do things right, please, ma'am and please, sir, too much time and a lot of pressure from one of my leaders to get it done. But I got it done. And so it took a lot of time to get that material done and the research to get it done. So you have that information, amen. Just make sure that you, when you go to get it, it's going to ask you to purchase it. And so when you purchase it, we get your email. Make sure your email is in there, and we will send you a copy of the manual. All right? It is a PDF copy, and we'll send it over to you, and we will attach a number, so our WhatsApp number, so you can call us if you have problems with downloading it or accessing it, all right? Now, we won't give you access to send it to nobody because we're not doing no shared information. Now, if two people are coming together and putting their money together to buy it together, then we can accommodate people who are financially burdened. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to offer an opportunity for five people who say, man of God, I do not have it, but I want a copy of it, to get with Minister Bradley, and I'm going to offer five scholarships for people to get it for free. All right? Did anybody come to the platform that want to be saved tonight?
No one on the platform.
Anybody come?
Mm-mm.
Amen. Does anybody need prayer on tonight? Anybody need prayer on tonight?
I just got on the sofa with sleep baby.
Yes, ma'am. What did you say now?
Been in the bed.
I can hear somebody talking.
Say that again.
I can hear somebody talking.
Mm-hmm. Say that again, caller.
Amen. Hmm. Oh, no, Mr. Bradley.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe the phone just came off of me.
Amen. Does anybody need prayer on tonight? Anybody need prayer on tonight? Anybody need prayer? Anybody need prayer tonight? Anybody need prayer?
Oh, man of God. There's would like to request prayer for Minister Ollie's. I know you mentioned her on last night, and I actually spoke with her this morning, and she has a niece, and Lord, I didn't get her name, but at any rate, she has fallen sick. She's in the hospital. She went out on vacation, and she got very, very ill, And she's in the hospital, and I think in Colorado, out west. But would like to ask for prayer for her. I didn't get her name, but it's her niece. So if you would, definitely pray prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Anybody else need prayer on tonight? Anybody else need prayer? Anybody else need prayer tonight? Anybody?
One other person. One of our prayer warriors, she's had death in the family, Evangelist Gail. She's had death in the family, had her brother-in-law died, and so she's asking for prayer for the family. He was in the hospital for about 14 days, and they just pulled the plug on him on Monday, so it's been very, very hard on the family. So she's asking for prayer. Well, she's not asking, but she told me, so I want to ask for prayer for her, Evangelist Gail, and her family.
Amen. Amen. Would there be another? Anybody else need prayer tonight? Anybody else need prayer? Anybody else want prayer? Amen. Anybody on the platform, woman of God?
No one on the platform, so.
Amen. Father, we thank you, O God, for your grace and mercy, your power, and your authority. God, we come this hour, O Father God, that you would look over those, O God, that's been lifted up, O God, those names, O God, those individuals, O God. We pray healing, O God. We pray, God, for the bereavement family. We pray for those that are sick, O God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, miracles, signs, and wonders be unto them, O God. Strengthen these families, O God, that are going through these hard times, O God. We pray, God, that you will bind the will of the enemy on tonight, and you will bring his work on tonight. God, we pray right now by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost that you come in, O God, and have your way in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every stronghold, break and sever every chain right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God, for working a miracle right now. We thank you, oh God, for shifting in their lives right now. In the name of Jesus, Father,
in the name
by thy name,
Jesus.
Oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, for stretching your hand over your people tonight. Oh God, even on the line tonight, cover up your people, oh God. Under your blood tonight, Jesus, move by your spirit and your power even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we give you glory. We thank you, Jesus, for every breakthrough, for every miracle. We thank you now. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we honor your presence, your spirit now, God.
Oh
God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise now, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
of the Lord. Oh,
glory
yes,
to God.
Thank
you, Jesus.
We thank you. Yes,
Jesus.
Bless your name. We honor your presence. We honor your spirit even now. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you praise.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. For the victory. We thank you, Jesus, for the glory. We bless your name, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We thank
glory
you,
God. Glory to God. Glory to
God.
Yes,
Lord.
Jesus.
We bless the name of the Lord
Jesus
tonight. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to give you a little bit of time. We know it's late. The hour is late, but we'll give you a little time to ask questions. Those who want to or need to get clarity on something or need to ask questions about something, the platform is open to you. And if there be none, we're going to give you at least 3 minutes. I want you to get 3 minutes. Amen. Just 3 minutes. 3 minutes apiece, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if you have any questions tonight, just come to the platform. We know the hour is spent. So if you live in another country and you want to get your question in before you go to bed, just come to the platform so we get your answer. Amen. If there be no questions tonight, amen, we're going to release it to the woman of God, and then we're going to go on our way and make sure that you reach out to her for access and information and links. All right? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Any questions? Any questions? You have any questions that you wrote down? Anything you want to ask? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The time is now. It's a good time to ask your questions.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Woman of God, is anybody come on the platform?
No one's on the platform right now, sir.
Mm-hmm.
No one.
You
have
a few minutes.
Lord, praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Were the services recorded? Okay, because I would like to go back and listen.
Yeah, the services were recorded. They have. You have to get Minister Bradley. She has links to all of the services. She'll give you the information for the playback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you have a question? Or any other question?
That's all for tonight.
All right. God bless you. That's what it is.
Bless you too. Yep. That's what it is.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Would there be anybody else tonight? Any questions tonight? Any questions? If you miss something or don't understand something, it is now the time to ask. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity because some pastors, men and women of God, don't let you ask no questions. They should be going by their business, but ask.
Mm-hmm.
Ask, and I will answer for you tonight. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
I love to make sure that the people of God have clarity of things. Amen? Anybody there? Anybody want to ask tonight? Amen. Mr. Bradley, is there another?
Doesn't look like if anyone else. And if we receive any questions, man of God, via WhatsApp or via Messenger, if I can just forward them to you for the callers. Mm-hmm. Okay,
yes,
perfect.
Yes, you can do that as well.
Great. Thank you.
And I'm going to relinquish my stand and release it back into the hands of the woman of God. God bless you all. I love you, and we thank God for this week that we have had. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 God bless you, man of God. God bless you on tonight. We are so grateful. We are so grateful for all that the Lord has done. So much information has been given out. Amen. And I'm telling you, to God, I don't know about you people of God, but I'm ready. I'm already moving. I'm already moving in faith, amen, towards making preparations even the more, amen. But we thank God on tonight, amen. We thank God for the man of God. Thank God for you, prophet. Glory be to God. We do want to be a blessing to you. And also, if there are anyone else on the line that would like to be a blessing to the man of God, we cannot pay you. We can't pay you for all of this information that you've given. We know that you are not asking for anything. But if anyone would like to be a blessing to you, could you give us your information? Could you put the information out there how we might be able to be a blessing to you, sir?
Yes, ma'am. What I can do is I can send you my Cash App information.
Okay.
I can text it to you.
Okay. Because we cannot pay. We cannot pay for this information that has been given. People of God, I'm telling you, there are seminars all the time, all around the country, and the wealth of information that has been given tonight, glory be to God. Let me tell you something. It would cost you dearly. Amen. Glory be to God. Or there would be a surcharge, glory to God, or a fee before you could get into the seminars. But the man of God has come and liberally given us this information that you might be blessed, that you might be prepared for this end time. Amen. Glory be to God. So if there's anyone on tonight, amen,
that would like to be a blessing to the man of God, amen, Jesus, for all that he's given, amen, for his sacrifice, for his time on tonight. We're going to give you the Cash App number. We're going to give you the Cash App address so that you can certainly be a blessing to him, amen, no matter how great or how small. Glory to God. It doesn't matter. Amen. Just as the Lord would lead, as the Lord would lead you, amen, to be a blessing to the man of God. Amen. Glory be to God. And to, in order to be a blessing to the man of God, his Cash App address is $ I am Dr. Postel. And that's $ I am Dr. D.R. Postel, P-O-S-T-E-L-L. Again, if you would like to be a blessing to the man of God, again, his Cash App address is $ M, Dr. Postel. Amen. Glory be to God. So if you would, amen, Jesus, come on and be a blessing to the man of God. Amen. Be a blessing. Amen. As the man of God has also stated, glory be to God, you can get, amen, the manual, the End Time Survivalism Manual. Amen. He's taken great effort. He's taken lots of time to pull this information together. It's compacted. I don't know about you, but like I said, I've already started using a lot of the information, amen, this morning, started out with that do not call register, amen, glory to God. So this is going to be information that can prepare us, people of God. You can get the End Time Survivalism manual, amen, as the man of God has stated. Glory be to God. We're going to give you two numbers. Glory to God, when we release the line, amen, so that you can receive the link to receive the End Time Survivalism manual. Amen. I don't know about you people of God, but I am excited. It is power-packed, a lot of information, news you can use in this end time preparedness. Amen. As the man of God has stated, amen, he's given out 5 copies if you just cannot. If you just cannot afford it, amen, glory be to God. We want you to be, amen, totally honest, amen. But if you cannot afford the End Time Survivalism manual, glory be to God, we'll certainly send it to you. He's given out 5 free copies, amen, and you can as well, amen, and let us know, and we'll send you the link, amen. If you would like to purchase the manual, amen, be a blessing, amen. Again, you cannot get this type of information for free, amen. Glory be to God. It's a lot of information, and we're certainly appreciative, amen, for the man of God availing himself to be a blessing to you, amen, to be a blessing to us, the people of God, amen. Glory be to God as well on tonight, people of God. Listen, if you would like to follow the man of God, if you would like to, amen, attend any of his services, glory be to God, you can certainly do that. Listen, let me give you the information. Whereas you can go out and follow their worship services, amen. You're guaranteed to be blessed. Listen, with all of this information that we've seen, heard on these past 5 days, you can't but help but to be blessed, amen. And we want you to stay connected. We want you to stay connected, amen, to the man of God, amen, because the Lord is not yet through talking, amen. Glory to God. He's not finished, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. You can certainly go out, amen, and follow them, amen. You can follow them on YouTube. Glory be to God. Certainly, you can follow them on YouTube. Amen, and that is Elohim Revival Center International. Elohim, E-L-O-H-I-M, apostrophe S, Revival Center International, E-P, amen, E-P-M.
You can go out, follow them on YouTube. Listen, go out and subscribe. Subscribe so that anytime they go live, glory to God, you will be notified. You know how to do it. Amen. So certainly go out, amen, subscribe so that you become a regular follower of the man of God, amen, for the messages, glory to God, for their worship services, et cetera, et cetera. Amen. Again, you are sure to be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God as well tonight. People of God, we want to let you know that you can follow the man of God. Amen. Go out to their website. Again, that is KMI, the Fellowship of Churches, EPM, N as in Nancy, D as in David, C as in church. Amen. Glory be to God, WWA. You can go out to their website, amen, find out more about them, find out more about this man of God, all of this information, all of this knowledge, where it's coming from. Amen. And again, that is KMI, the Fellowship of Churches, E, Evangelistic, P, Pentecostal, M, Maranatha, amen. Glory be to God, N, glory be to God, N as in Nancy, D as in David, C as in Charlie, WWA, amen. You can go out to their website, amen, and follow him as well, amen. Listen, people of God, listen, listen, listen. Okay, they may need the link. Okay, okay, so you may need the link, amen. If you try to go out, amen, and you're not able to get on, we'll get the link to you. But either way, we're going to get you connected, amen. We want you to get connected, amen, to this prophet, amen, to this end-time prophet, because there's much that is coming upon the face of the earth, and people of God, we need to be able to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. The Lord has not left us without a prophet in the land. Glory be to God. Someone who can hear, someone who can see. Amen. Glory be to God. So definitely get connected. Amen. Get connected to the man of God so that you can, amen, know, amen, what is coming upon the earth. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God, again, thanks. We give God praise. Again, go ahead and connect. Amen, so that you can be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God, and that you won't be left behind. Amen. Now listen, people of God, as well, you can certainly receive a copy. You can receive a copy, amen, of the recorded broadcast. Glory to God. You can receive a copy. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Certainly it's a lot of information. Amen. And you may need to sit down. Amen. These kind of words, you need to go and sit down. Amen. In a corner. Amen. Get you a cup of coffee. Take your time. Amen. Listen, rewind, listen, rewind. Amen. Look up certain things that has been said. Glory be to God. Put it all in perspective. Amen. Glory be to God. So listen, if you would like to get copies of the recorded broadcast, any of the nights, any of these 5 nights, you can certainly text us. All you got to do is text us, and we'll give you 2 numbers. Amen. The first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. And you can receive all of the broadcasted messages, as well the other number that you can text. All you got to do is text us. Let us know which nights you would like to get. The other number you can text is 678-608-7234. Again, that number is 678-608-7234. Our international listeners, you can certainly get a copy, amen, by texting us via WhatsApp, amen. If you're not able to be a long distance, you can reach out to us via WhatsApp. Again, you can also go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page, and you can listen to any of the messages there. Amen. We house our messages there. Amen. Those who have Facebook, if you would like to go out, and you can just go out and click and listen at any time. Amen. But certainly, if you would like to receive a copy on your phone, if you have the memory, amen, Jesus, to receive your personal copy, you can certainly do that. As well, you can go out on the web, www.prayernewsnetwork, glory to God, and you can listen at the broadcast there as well as podcast. Amen. You'll be able to listen via podcast. All of our podcast listeners, we thank God for you as well. Amen. We thank God for you coming. Our radio listeners, we thank God for you coming. Amen. Again, the man of God has given out so much information, and we want to be a blessing to you. Amen. The Lord wants you to be prepared. Amen. He wants you to be prepared. Amen. And we thank God for this platform to help his people to be prepared. Amen. Glory to God. So please, ma'am, please, sir, govern yourselves accordingly. Amen. Again, if you would like to be a blessing to the man of God, please, ma'am, please, sir, go ahead. Amen. Send, amen, whatever the Lord lays on your heart. That Cash App number is, amen, $ I am Dr. Postel. Amen. $ I am Dr. Postel. Amen. Glory be to God. Certainly, certainly, certainly. Amen. Get connected to the man of God. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God because, amen, Jesus, there's so much more information that's coming. Amen. Glory be to God. Those of you, amen, that are sending your information in, God bless you. God bless you. One more way to be connected, amen, people of God. You may, amen, certainly connect to the man of God via Facebook. Amen. And that Facebook address is KMI Fellowship of Churches, WWA, Elohim Revival Center International. And again, that's KMI Fellowship of Churches, WWA, Elohim Revival Center International. Amen. Go out. Amen. Join. Amen. That's just another way. Amen, for you to stay connected. Amen, glory be to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. We bless him again on tonight. Amen, this has been so powerful. Glory to God. I tell you, my heart is made glad. Amen, for all that the man of God is, amen, shared with us on tonight. Amen. Now listen, people of God, listen, listen. Let me tell you something. Glory be to God. Amen. And this is a side announcement, amen, if you're not doing anything, if you're not doing anything on December the 29th, December the 29th through January the 2nd, amen, Jesus, there will be, amen, the man of God, amen, will be in revival, amen, the fellowship revival, the blood covering, amen, fellowship revival, the blood covering, and it's December the 29th, through January the 2nd. Amen. Glory be to God. And that's going to be, amen, Jesus, in Alachua. Glory be to God. At, glory be to God. Let's see, let's see. Amen, Jesus. Oh, under the Tabernacle of Moses. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, this is the location. If you're down in the area, this is the location. The location is 14306 Northwest 167th Plain, Alachua, Florida. Amen. If you're down in the area, again, it's under the Tabernacle of Moses. Amen. The address is 14306 Northwest 167th Plain, Alachua, Florida, 32616. Amen. Again, that's December the 29th through January the 2nd. Amen. Glory be to God. And you also find that information out on his Facebook page. Amen. So he's around. He's around. Amen. Oh, sorry. Amen. Glory be to God. That's not plain. That's place. Amen. 167th place. Glory be to God. Not plain, that is place. Amen. Thank you for that correction, man of God. Amen. Glory be to God. But listen, you'll find that information out on this Facebook page, and this is why you want to be connected, amen, because, amen, he goes around, and you never know when he's in an area that's close to you, amen. So go out on his page, amen, Jesus, certainly, certainly, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Check him out. Amen. Glory to God. Because, people of God, we need all the information we can get. Amen. We need all the information we can get. Amen, Jesus. And we need to can it. Amen. Glory to God. We need to seal it. We need to hold it. We need to, amen, and execute it. Listen, people of God, I just want to say this. Let us not get this information, amen, and don't do anything with it. Glory be to God. Let us not get this information and just look at it or tuck it somewhere. No, 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 no. Get this information, people of God, and move in faith. Amen. And watch the Lord bring to manifestation the very thing that the man of God has labored. Amen. That the Lord has given. Glory be to God. That we can be a prepared people. So don't get this information and tuck it, but get it and use it and be blessed. Amen. The Lord wants to bless you. There's a lot going on in the earth. Amen. But heaven is still open unto you. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise again on tonight. We bless you, man of God. We thank God for you. Amen. Thank you for availing yourself. Amen. Thank you for the information that you've given to the people of God. Amen. We pray, amen, glory be to God, that the Lord will bless you, that the Lord will keep you, that the Lord will shower and cover you in the precious name of Jesus. We pray, glory be to God, that he will cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. We pray that even in the days of ahead, that the Lord will strengthen you, that he will strengthen you for the work of ahead. We pray, open doors unto you in the name of Jesus. Open doors to get this end time word out. Open doors to reach this people, glory to God, across the nation in the name of Jesus, across the nations, across the globe in the name of Jesus. We pray on tonight, glory be to God, hallelujah, glory be to God. We pray on tonight that the blessings of the Lord would follow you, the blessings of the Lord would go before you, in the name of Jesus. We pray on tonight, we pray on tonight, glory be to God, that the Lord would favor you in the name of Jesus and expand your borders, hey, glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for your servant now. We thank you, glory be to God. We pray on tonight, oh God, that you would restore the virtue. Restore the virtue unto him. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for using your servant in the precious name of Jesus. Restore the virtue tonight. Glory be to God. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you. We glorify you tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory, Abba Shah. Hallelujah. In thy precious name, Jesus, we do pray, and we count it all done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. On tonight, glory be to God. Amen. We bless the Lord again. Amen. We cannot thank God enough, Lord. We cannot thank, hallelujah, thank you enough, man of God, for all that you've given, all that you've said. Glory be to God. Amen. But we at this time, amen. And yes, you, yes, sir, we would love to have you come back. Amen. Just let us know, glory to God, when you're available. Glory be to God, and we will be so grateful. Amen, Jesus. Our doors shall be open. Amen. Glory to God, our platform. Amen. We yield it unto you. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God again for you on tonight. Amen. We think we've covered. Amen. But whatever we have on tonight, amen, we're going to yield the platform to you, man of God. We yield the platform, amen, for other remarks, amen, other reminders, glory to God, whatever, amen, you would say, amen. And we, amen, ask you to just bless the line, amen, Jesus, for us on tonight. God bless you. Amen. You have the platform.
Amen. God bless you too, woman of God. It has been a wonderful time being with the saints of God in the place and the right time. Amen. Amen. Just know that there are things that we did go over in the seminar that God gave straight down that are not going to be in the seminar manual. Is why it was important that you take notes, because when I say there's some stuff, when I said that some stuff ain't going to be in there, it was mm-hmm. straight from heaven. And so some stuff has to be added to another manual as well. So there will be another manual to cover the gaps of certain things that the Lord permit me to put in there, but certain things he may not permit me to put in there. And when that happens, that I will let Minister Bradley know, let the woman mm-hmm. of God know when that takes place, and you guys will know when it is available as well. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And I just like to say thank God for a wonderful week in the presence of God. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
We love the Lord, and we bless the Lord for everything that he's doing, and I thank God for all of you on tonight. Amen. We're going to pray and bless the line and release you all in the hands of God. And we'll be back again. Hopefully the next time we come back, we'll be back for either a author seminar or
mm-hmm.
or just a plain, just a service where we just go on and touch God
mm-hmm.
and get on into Jesus. Amen. All right.
Yes,
I want to thank you, O God, for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority. O God, we give you honor. We give you glory even now. Lord, as we leave this line, but never your presence, cover us under your blood, Jesus. God, we desire tonight above everything, oh God, to dream sweet dreams, oh God, that we dream, oh God, sweet dreams, oh Father. Deal with us in our sleep, oh God. Give us a word that will shift and change our life and alter the trajectory of our life, oh God. We give you praise, honor, and glory right now in the name of Jesus. God, continue to bind the will of the enemy and bring his works to naught now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for loving us, oh God. We love you. And so, God, because of that, God, we praise you. Bless this line. Bless this ministry, God. Send those that are coming, oh God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We pray for the increase and the overflow for those that shall be saved, set free, and delivered, and those that shall be raised up in the midst of this place, oh God, to be used for your glory. We thank you even now, oh God, for sanctifying and purifying. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. I love y'all so much. Thank God for you. May the peace of God be with you tonight and forevermore. Until next time, God bless.
Amen. God bless, people of God. And that does conclude our broadcast on tonight. Amen. God bless you again. We do love you, and we look to see you on the next time. In Jesus' name, amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.